Algo is sokat. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So, I don't know the right book here, but I guess we can use that. I just found a Mudge of Volume 8 for some things I was looking at. And I have two volume eights here. So we'll just read from the board, I guess.
Okay.
We're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is it, chapter 12? I don't know what's entitled. Text number, what, 39 to 44. We can read responsive, in unison. Ramanandara jabe dakshina haira haitara Prabhu sange rahike raja ke nivedira. After returning from his service in South India, Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 40. Tabe raja santosheta hare agya dila apani milana lagi sadite lagila. When Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to stay with the Lord, the king immediately gave him permission with great satisfaction. As for the king himself, he began to solicit Ramananda Roy to make a meeting arrangement. Text 41. Mahaprabhu Mahakripa Karina Tamare More Mili Bari Avasya Sadi Betahare. The king told Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful to you. Therefore, please solicit my meeting with him without fail. Text 42. Eka sange dui jana khetri jabe aira Ramananda raya tabe prabhu ramilila. The king and Ramananda Roy returned together to Jagannath Khetra Puri, and Sri Ramananda Roy met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were coming from Cuttack. At that time it was a place of the king's residence, his capital kingdom. Now, Bhubaneswar, which kind of lies in between, is the capital of Orissa. They have a nice temple there. Gorgovinda Maharaj was there. We had some opportunity to stay with him for some time. Very nice time. Text 43. Prabhupada Prema Bhakti Janaila Trajaya Smasanga Paya Achet Pahe Barabara. At that time, Ramananda Roy informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the ecstatic love of the king. Indeed, as soon as there was some opportunity, he repeatedly informed the Lord about the king. All right, text 44, I guess we'll do responsively. Raja Mantri Ramananda Vyavahare Nipun. Raja Mantri Ramananda Vyavahare Nipuna.
Raja Mantri Ramananda Vyavahare Nipuna.
Raja Priti Kahi Dravila Prabhuraman. Raja Priti Kahi Dravila Prabhuraman. Raja Mantri Ramananda Vyabhare Nipurna. Raja Priti Kahi Dravaila Prabhu Raman.
Raja Priti Kahi Dravaila Prabhu Raman.
Raja
Mantri Ramananda Vyabhare
Nipurna. Raja Mantri Ramananda Vyabhare Nipurna. Raja Priti Kahi Dravaila Prabhu Raman. Raja Mantri Ramananda Jagahare Nipun.
Raja
Priti Kahi Jagahare Prabhuraman.
Raja
Mantri Ramananda Jagahare Nipun.
Raja
Priti Kahi Dravaila Prabhuramana. One more. Okay, word for words. Raja Mantri.
Raja Mantri.
Diplomatic Minister.
Diplomatic Minister.
Ramananda.
Ramananda.
Sri Ramananda Rai.
Sri Ramananda.
Vyabhare. In general behavior. Nipuna.
Very
expert. Raja Priti. The love of the king for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kahi. Describing. Dravaila. Softened.
Prabhura.
Of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Mana,
the mind. So a translation? Can have? Ah? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, thank you. I forgot. Sri Ramananda Rai, translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Ramananda Rai was indeed a diplomatic minister for the king. His general behavior was very expert, and simply by describing the king's love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gradually softened the Lord's mind. Purport, a diplomat in the material world knows how to deal with people, especially in political affairs. Some of the great devotees of the Lord, like Ramananda Rai, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Rupa Goswami, were government officers and had a background of very opulent householder life. Consequently, they knew how to deal with people. In many instances, we have seen the diplomacy of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Ramananda Rai employed in the service of the Lord. When Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle were to be arrested by government officials, Raghunath Das Goswami hid them and personally met the government officers and settled the affair diplomatically. This is but one instance. Similarly, Sanatan Goswami, after resigning his ministership, was thrown in jail, and he bribed the attendant of the jail so he could leave the clutches of the Nawab and live with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we see Ramananda Rai, a most confidential devotee of the Lord, diplomatically soften the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite the fact that the Lord definitely decided not to meet the king. The diplomacy of Ramananda Rai and entreaties of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and all the other great devotees succeeded. The conclusion is that diplomacy used for the service of the Lord is a form of devotional service. Om Agyanitimarandasya Agyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Tatati Swapatantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Vishitarne Panchakalpaturvischa Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavane Pyo Vaishnave Pyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So it's very instructive here. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Payachakeva. Without the mercy of the devotees, without engaging in the devotee service, there's no one has attained the goal of life. So, and one can't, if someone thinks that he's a servant of the Supreme Lord, he's a fool. One can't become servant of the direct servant of the Supreme Lord. One has to become servant of the servant, many times removed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalaya Dasa Dasa Anudasa, that one has to become servant many times removed. And was it King Kulashekhar? Mukundamala Stotra, I think it is, something that he also says that Britcha Britcha, many times he says, one has to be servant of the servant of the servant, many times removed. This is the secret of devotional service, that if one wants to try to become direct servant of Krishna, it's not, of course, many times we met in India, many times people are very knowledgeable about Krishna. They said, we don't need any type of instruction. There was one, actually, one very famous so-called guru. He said, you don't need a guru. So why we should listen to you? But that is the, what is that? Also a statement is there in the scriptures, that whatever it is, that sampradaya vihinas te mantra te nishvala. That means that you can get some mantra, but if you don't take sampradaya means parampara, vihina means without. If you take some mantra and just on your own try to chant, you won't get any result. Nishpala says, that means no fruit, no result. One has to take instruction from the evam parampara praptam. One has to take through the disciplic succession. Then one can be assured of success. If someone engages in the proper spirit, in the disciplic succession, then one can become successful in his mission. So since we have two volume eights here, we have to read something about the diplomacy of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his first attempt to go to Vrindavan. He came to Ramakeli, where Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were residing as government ministers. Sanatana Goswami was like the prime minister of the Nawab, and Rupa Goswami was the finance minister, like that. And practically they had been integrated into Muslim society. But they had very, what is it, Jakva Turna Masesha Mandali Pati Srinim Sadat Tuchivat Mantra, Jakva Turna Masesha Mandali Pati. Mandali Pati, that means they are very prominent leaders of society. Mandali Pati means society. Mandali is a society, and Pati means leader like that. So they gave up all that. Rupa Goswami, first he took all of his gold coins and put them. He gave a very nice example. 50% he gave to service of the Lord. 25% he gave to his relatives. Huh? And 25% he kept for some emergencies. That he 10,000 gold coins he kept with some grocer. And he took off, he left Jakarta, he's given up everything, and he went to, well, first he said because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Ramakali, he went back to Jagannath Puri, but he told Sanatan and Rupa that he was planning to go to Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami sent two messengers to Jagannath Puri to find out exactly when the Lord would be leaving for Vrindavan so that he could meet him either on the way or in Vrindavan. And those messengers came back very soon with the message that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already left for Vrindavan. So then Rupa Goswami and he took his younger brother Anupam and they started on their way to Vrindavan. They met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, where Rupa Goswami took instructions from the Lord for 10 days at the Dashashvamedha Ghat, on the Ganga there. And Rupa Goswami, that time, he sent a letter to Sanatan Goswami that I've kept these 10,000 coins there with the grocer so that you can, because Sanatan Goswami, got imprisoned. He was thinking that this Nawab, he's very fond of me. He likes me so much. I have to somehow or other make him angry at me. He was thinking like that. This is how his diplomatic behavior. He stopped going actually to his office. He stayed at home and he heard Srimad Bhagavatam in the company of some other brahmanas. And he refused to come to his office, his job, like that. The Nawab, he became a little bit concerned. He sent first as a physician, he sent his physician to find out what was wrong with Sanatan. And the physician came back and said, no, there's nothing wrong with him. He's just hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the company of some other persons like that. So then, short time later, the Nawab himself came because he was they had actually a very close relationship. The Nawab came there with his physician, one other person. And he said that, he told Sanatan that your brother has some very, we have some business to do. He had plans to attack the kingdom of Orissa at that time. So he told him that if you don't do your job, then how will I be able to do my, take part in my activities? He described his activities as like it was part of his enjoyment, but it was actually destructive to other persons like that. He understood all that, and he told Sanatan plainly like that. And Sanatan Goswami, he said, no, I can't take part anymore. They talked this like they were brothers. He said, well, you're the king, you can do whatever you want. First of all, of course, when the Nawab came, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that Sanatan Goswami and all his associates, they stood up and received him with great honor because he's the representative of the Supreme Lord, the leader. Whoever the leader is in society, they have some kind of position that is given directly or indirectly by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're representing the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse, Yad Yad Vibhuti Mat Satvam, that whatever opulent and glorious things which sees in this creation, this is our representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they offered respect, even though this Nawab was a Malecha, Yavana, still they offered him respect because he was representing the Supreme Lord. So Sanatana Goswami more or less told the Nawab that I'm not going to do my job anymore. You can do whatever you want with me. So the Nawab, he put Sanatana Goswami in jail. And from there, we can read something from Srila Prabhupada's books here. We read this sometime a couple months ago, I think, but anyway. It says, while Sanatana Goswami was imprisoned in Bengal, a letter arrived from Srila Rupa Goswami. When Sanatana Goswami received this note from Rupa Goswami, he became very pleased. He immediately went to the jail superintendent, who was a mediator, and spoke as follows. Sanatana Goswami told the Mohammedan jailkeeper, "Dear sir, you are a saintly person and are very fortunate. You have full knowledge of the revealed scriptures, such as the Quran and similar books. If one releases a conditioned soul or imprisoned person according to religious principles, he himself is also released from material bondage by the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Sanatana Goswami continued, "Previously I have done much for you. Now I am in difficulty. Please return my goodwill by releasing me. Here are 5,000 gold coins. Please accept them. By releasing me, you will receive the results of pious activities and gain material profit as well. Thus, you will profit in two ways simultaneously." In this way, Sanatana Goswami convinced the jailkeeper, who replied, "Please hear me, my dear sir. I am willing to release you, but I am afraid of the government." Sanatana replied, "There is no danger. The Nawab has gone to the south. If he returns, tell him that Sanatana went to pass stool near the bank of the Ganges, and that as soon as he saw the Ganges, he jumped in. Tell him, I looked for him a long time, but I could not find any trace of him. He jumped in with his shackles, and therefore he was drowned and washed away by the waves. There is no reason for you to be afraid, for I shall not remain in this country. I shall become a mendicant and go to the holy city of Mecca." Sanatana Goswami could see that the mind of the meteor was still not satisfied. He then stacked 7,000 gold coins before him. When the meat eater saw the coins, he was attracted to them. He then agreed, and that night he cut Sanatana's shackles and let him cross the Ganges. So, actually, the story goes on. A little bit more diplomatic behavior is seen here. And the activities of Sanatana says, in this way, Sanatana Goswami was released. However, he was not able to walk along the path of the fortress. Walking day and night, he finally arrived at the hilly tract of land known as Patada. After reaching Patada, he met a landholder and submissively requested him to get him across that hilly tract of land. A man who was expert in palmistry was at that time staying with the landlord. Knowing about Sanatana, he whispered the following in the landlord's ear. The palmist said, "This man, Sanatana, possesses 8 gold coins." Hearing this, the landlord was very pleased and spoke the following to Sanatana Goswami. The landlord said, "I shall get you across that hilly tract at night with my own men. Now just take your lunch and cook for yourself." Saying this, the landlord offered Sanatana grains to cook. Sanatana then went to the riverside and took his bath. Because Sanatana had been fasting for 2 days, he cooked the food and ate it. However, having formerly been a minister of the Nawab, he began to contemplate the situation. As a former minister for the Nawab, Sanatana could certainly understand diplomacy. He therefore thought, "Why is this landlord offering me such respect?" Thinking in this way, he questioned his servant, whose name was Ishan. Sanatana asked his servant, "Ishan, I think you have some valuable things with you?" Ishan replied, "Yes, I have 7 gold coins." Hearing this, Sanatana Goswami chastised his servant, saying, "Why have you brought this death knell upon you with you?" Thereupon, Sanatan Goswami took the 7 gold coins in his hands and went to the landlord. Holding the gold coins before him, he spoke as follows. I have these 7 gold coins with me. Please accept them. And from a religious point of view, please get me across that hilly tract of land. I am a prisoner of the government and cannot go along the way of the ramparts. It will be very pious of you to take this money and kindly get me across this hilly tract of land. Smiling, the landlord said, before you offered them, I already knew that there were 8 gold coins in your servant's possession. On this very night, I would have killed you and taken your coins. It is very good that you have voluntarily offered them to me. I am now relieved from this such a sinful activity. I am very satisfied with your behavior. I shall not accept these gold coins, but I shall get you across that hilly tract of land simply to perform a pious activity. Sanatan Goswami replied, if you do not accept these coins, someone else will kill me for them. It is better that you save me from the danger by accepting the coins. So that way the settlement was made and they got Sanatan Goswami across the hilly tracts of lands. And Sanatan Goswami questioned his servant, I think that you still have some coin with you? And he says, yes, I have 1 more coin. He said, so then Sanatan Goswami sent his servant back home, take the coin and go back home. Later on, Sanatan Goswami, he met his brother-in-law, Srikanta, who was the husband of Sanatan Goswami's sister. Didn't hear about his sister, but there it's question mentioned here just in the next few verses. So Sanatan Goswami, he was given actually a very nice woolen blanket by this brother-in-law, and when he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi, he came there and with a very nice blanket, but although he was dressed very like a mendicant, like a Muslim mendicant in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood that he came to the door, I think, of the house of Tapan Mishra, I think it was. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that there is some great devotee standing outside your doorway. Please bring him in. So they went to see. They couldn't understand that he was a great devotee because he was dressed like a Muslim mendicant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he indicated by his behavior that he wasn't very happy with this nice wool blanket, so Sanatan Goswami traded his nice wool blanket for a torn quilt at the bank of the Ganges later on. So this is one instance of diplomacy, and Raghunath Das Goswami, he was also mentioned in this verse here, how he was very diplomatic in his behavior, that his uncle and father were tax collectors. They had actually taken the position from one Muslim tax collector, and that Muslim tax collector became very envious of them because he had taken his position. And he found out, this Muslim Chaudhary, he's called, former tax collector, he found out that Raghunath Das's father and uncle had taken extra portion. They were collecting some like 2 million gold coins in taxes, and they were supposed to keep 25% and give 75%, but they kept a little extra. And this Chaudhary, this former tax collector, informed the government official, and they were about to arrest Raghunath's father and uncle, but Raghunath found out about it and told them to hide someplace. And he himself took the took responsibility like that. They arrested him, and he told them in so many ways that my uncle and father are just like your brothers, and I'm like your son. So you should release me, and I will make some nice arrangement for you to both be satisfied. So in this way, so many ways, Raghunath Das set this nice example how one can be very expert in diplomacy. Expertise is one of the qualities of devotees, that one has to be very expert in material dealings also. Not only, I was thinking that many times we've seen, of course, in Mahabharata is full of so much diplomacy, and we've seen some types of diplomacy used in the service of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada mentions that in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that one who is very expert is very dear to me. A devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and not striving for some result, is very dear to me. So, it's very interesting, Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he says, devotee is expert. He says, a devotee is always expert because he fully knows the essence of all activities of life, and he is convinced of the authoritative scriptures. Very interesting statement. Srila Prabhupada puts so much meaning in just one small sentence. Expert because he fully knows the essence of all activities of life, and he is convinced of the authoritative scriptures. So, of course, diplomacy, there's different types of diplomacy. Diplomacy is the translation given by Srila Prabhupada for Kutinati, who is, what is that? That's a very interesting. 19. Where is that? 159. Oh, no, we don't have that. Kutinati is one of the upasakas, the weeds that are nourished by hearing and chanting. One nourishes the creeper of devotional service, but many times these different weeds are also nourished. One of these weeds is kutinati, diplomacy. Kutinati nishidachar, activities that are not authorized or against devotional principles. Labha puja pratishta. These are some other weeds of devotional service that grow when while one is hearing and chanting. So one has to be very careful. Devotional service is compared to gardening, that one waters a plant, sometimes weeds will also sprout. So one has to be very careful not to let these weeds become nourished. It has to take these weeds out so that the creeper of devotional service can grow very nicely. This is a very important, I think most of us have had some experience with this. Devotional service is meant solely for the purpose of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even this diplomacy can be utilized in that way. Expert. Oh, yes. Expert that we're reading just something about expertise that in the 12th canto is given that Daksham Kutumba Bharanam. That, in Kali Yuga, this is one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga, that one will be considered expert simply if he can maintain his family. This is the symptom of Kali Yuga, that one can become expert just by doing that. Because such is the situation in Kali Yuga that it's very difficult even to do such a thing. Srila Prabhupada gave example that one time when he first came to New York, there was one lady coming with her adult son, elderly son, and Srila Prabhupada asked the lady, "Why you don't get your son married?" And she said, "I'd like, he should get married, but he has to be able to maintain his family." So he said that he made notice that this could be a very difficult thing even in America during Kali Yuga. So, of course, that's not the real symptom of expertise. There's one great devotee, Vasudev Dutta, very exalted devotee. And one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Shivananda Sen to help Vasudev Dutta take care of his finances, because he had some income, whatever it was, but whatever income came in during the day, he would immediately give it away on the same day. He wouldn't save anything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you're a householder, you have to save something. But he's so liberal. Vasudev Dutta was so liberal that he asked that later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described how he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he can't tolerate the sufferings of the living entities in this material world. You please transfer all their sinful reactions onto me. And then the purport, Srila Prabhupada points out how such a magnanimous personality could be considered millions of times more exalted than personality like Lord Jesus Christ, who only took the sins of his followers. But Vasudev Dutta requested the Lord to give all the karmic reactions of all living entities onto his head. So even then, such a great personality, he was able to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that he's purchased me by his devotion, by his compassion. So simply maintaining a family is not the real quality of expertise, but in Kali Yuga, this is one of the signs. So there were some other topics, expertise, diplomatic expertise. I was thinking that maybe someone else has some examples they would remember from Mahabharata or other places. Anybody else remember something, how diplomatic behavior was utilized in the service of the Lord? Yes, forgot me.
I don't have an example, but I was contemplating this diplomacy word some weeks ago when this came up.
Okay, I give you an example. Take your phone.
As you were reading today, because I was thinking, diplomacy.
Sometimes we hear it's good, and sometimes we hear diplomacy is not good.
Yes.
So now I just came to a realization that the way the example you were citing today, it sounds like that diplomacy engaged in the service of the Lord is a win-win situation. Whereas the other kind of diplomacy is duplicious, right? With a malicious or self.
Yeah, sometimes kutinati. This word kutinati is translated as duplicity. Duplicitous is not behavior of a devotee.
Okay, because we see a lot of diplomacy flying around out there in the.
I think they need some diplomatic behavior up in New York right now. I think they have to do something.
Yeah.
There's some problems going on there.
We need to pray for them.
I was just reading Shama Sundar Prabhu's book, Chasing the Rhino. Srila Prabhupada used a little bit of sort of diplomatic behavior when they found these deities, Radha Landanishwar. His description is like that some Hindu society had these deities. There was tiny little problem with one of the deities that the people, they were thinking that they shouldn't be installed. So actually, I don't know, I think there was just a few days or a week or two before the before the opening of the temple, and they had no deities to install. So they found out about these deities. Srila Prabhupada immediately went with the devotees to see them. And they were talking and talking with the people, and they said, oh yes, they damage the deities are damaged, they shouldn't be installed like this. And then Srila Prabhupada said, told to Tamal Krishna, can you see how heavy is Krishna? He said, Tamal Krishna lifted up, said, well, it's not so heavy. And then they had another devotee lift up Radharani, and she said, it's not so bad. So immediately Srila Prabhupada just had the devotees pick up the deities and took them out to the car and drove away like that. As the board members from this Hindu society were very practically confused. They said, no, we can arrange that to have them brought to you or something, this and that. And Srila Prabhupada immediately just took them away. Mukunda Maharaj pointed out on the way back to the temple told Srila Prabhupada, they said, I think you've just kidnapped Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said, he offered some prayers like that and said, they're very nice, that Krishna has come. And the devotees, they said that these deities became very, they became Srila Prabhupada's favorite deities, I don't know. But anyway, they say like that. There were some other, actually in Bombay, I was in Bombay when the temple opened there, and there was a lot of diplomatic behavior that had to be taken part in there at that time. Procuring the land in Bombay, that there was the person who was selling the land to Srila Prabhupada, he had sold it to some other persons before that, or he had entered into agreement to sell it, and he had cheated them out of their deposit. And he tried similar program with Srila Prabhupada, but Srila Prabhupada was a little too smart for him. He tried to also chase the devotees away. They had temple there at the temple, and this Mr. Nair, his name was, he had some collusion with the police, and they tore down the temple. This is just unheard of in India like that. They had torn down the temple, and the Maithili Mataji was lying at the in front of the deity's door, and they dragged her away by the hair. She's a very big lady too. They dragged her away by the hair, and she was trying to protect the deities like that. So, ultimately, of course, that happened on like Thursday or Friday, and Friday I think it was, and then they had court case coming up on Monday, and in India it's very prominently that possession is nine-tenths of the ownership, like that they say is like something like that, you know. Yeah. So they had court case on Monday. Just the weekend was left. So they had day and night they worked. The 2 days they rebuilt the temple, so that the temple would be established on Monday when the court case took place. And this way, so much intrigue, of course, took place in between and everything like that. That the police they came and threatened them in so many ways. And one Mr. Sethi, he was very, he was like Kshatriya style. He came and he brought his gun. He brought a rifle, and his son came with a pistol like that, and they shot in the air to let the miscreants know that they meant business and they weren't going to be pushed around like that. So he had construction business. He was very dear to Srila Prabhupada for this and so many other services. And he got that temple rebuilt, and ultimately they fought this case and won, and they established this wonderful temple in Bombay, Sri Sri Radharasa Bihari. There are so many other instances, even Krishna, of course, Krishna, many times in Mahabharata, he used his diplomacy like that. One time, one messenger from some kings that had been imprisoned by Jarasandha, they came and told that they requested Krishna to get them released like that. And at the same time, this was in Dwarka, the messenger from the Pandavas came that they said that they wanted to perform Rajasuya sacrifice. So Uddhava, he told Krishna, well, this is same problem. Both things can be solved by taking care of Jarasandha like that. So diplomacy, I think we're trying to do some research this morning. Mentions, I think diplomacy actually deals with four different functions are there. This Sama, Beda, Dana, Danda. These four items are there taking part in some kind of, when you have some diplomatic situation. First you have Sama, which means some kind of good advice like that for some peaceful situation. Some peaceful situation has to be done. Sama, Beda, to divide and conquer the Kshatriyas like that, do this. And Dana, to give some bribe or something, or to pay some fee. One can fulfill his ambition like that. Or danda, punishment. One can use that stick. What's that? Huh? Argumentum ad vachalam, yes. Yeah, thank you. Argumentum ad vachalam, yes. Like that. So, stick one can use to... So these types of diplomacy can be utilized in the service of the Lord when one is pure-hearted and has no other type of desire to fulfill. Anya abhilashita shunyam. One has to have only desire to fulfill the mission of the Lord, to engage in the service of the devotees. Then such things can be successful. Anybody else has any other comment? Yes?
Sanatana Goswami was in jail. How did he get access to...
How did he get access
to the gold?
I don't know if it's a jail like we had jail. It might have been house arrest or something, I think. My first idea is, at least. Otherwise, he had maybe some servants that they could have brought or something like that. But my first response would be, I think he was some kind of house arrest or something, because they were very close associates with the king, and I don't know if they're going to put him in small prison like we think of prison. Maybe.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
I don't know. If somebody has some other response to that, I don't know. So, alright, anything else? Then we'll offer our businesses to Zachary Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada's diplomacy brought many of us here to Krishna consciousness. Now he was very strict us to become, especially with the prasadam now. Hare Krishna.